I'm at the XCP-NG, that's X-Ray Charlie Papa-November Golf booth, and I'm talking to...
Benjamin Morez.
And you are?
And Oliver.
So tell me, what is XCP-NG?
So basically, XCP-NG is a virtualization platform, like, for example, Proxmox or VMware if you aren't in the open source world. And the goal is to deliver something that just works out of the box. So it's a Linux distro, but bundled with Xen inside and a tool stack, an API, and then you can add a web UI called Xen Orchestra on top. And you have a full usable stack out of the box.
And is this just for hobby use or is it used in production?
Okay, so historically it's a fork of Xen Server edited by Citrix, but Citrix decided to remove some features in the free edition, so we were unhappy about that, so we decided to create the project 2 years ago. And since it's used both for home labbers with one machines, but also in production with big players with more than 1,000 hosts. So it's pretty scalable, and it's both used by a lot of different users. And it's completely open source in the way that all the features are accessible directly. There is no paywall or hidden features. And the business model is pretty simple. It's supports only.
Okay, very cool. What sort of licenses is it available under?
So mainly XCP-NG is because of all the components inside, so it's not trivial, but Xen is GPLv2, for example. Xen Orchestra is AGPLv3, so we tried to get to the better license as we could, you know, because with AGPL you have more protection, but you can change the license, for example, for Xen, which is an old open source project. But also, the thing that we like to do inside XCP-NG project is to contribute to all this project upstream first, because this is the way you can succeed in an open source project.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.